branches of Islam unite under the Quran and base their teachings on the Holy Book. But the way these teachings are organized and interpreted differ from one domination to another. In Sunni Islam, the interpreter and religious authority in society is called a mufti. In Shia Islam, that authority is called a marja, or more commonly, a grand ayatollah. The difference between these two is their role in society. A Sunni mufti is a scholar who has studied all Islamic schools of thought and is qualified to answer questions regarding all various teachings of Islam. But a Shia marja is a scholar familiar with the foundations of Islamic beliefs, with the knowledge to issue an Islamic law based on that information. The marja has an active role as a religious reference that moves with the times. He has the authority to make a legal decision based on Islamic beliefs that address an issue brought about by changes and developments in human society. The first step to becoming a marja is to be a mujtahid, a specialist in extracting Islamic laws from various sources. In this segment, we will be looking more closely at the role of the marja in Shia Islam, and to do that, we went to the holy city of Qom. According to Shia beliefs, the Prophet appointed Imam Ali as his successor to guide his followers after his death. After Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, the Imams that followed him were also given the responsibility of preserving Islamic teachings and communicating them to the people. For Shia Muslims, it is obligatory to have someone to refer to on Islamic issues while awaiting the return of the savior, Imam Mahdi, in other words, to have a marja. Because of this, marjas became the Islamic authority in Shia society. Of course, different marjas may have different opinions on various issues. The differences are minor and none of them violate the laws stated in the Quran, but each person chooses their marja based on the accuracy of the views and opinions expressed by them. When a marja chooses his field of study, he takes on a lifelong mission, a mission with great responsibility.
The word marja is from the root raja'a, means to refer. Therefore, marja means the reference. A person to whom people refer for their religious needs and the questions they have to determine their responsibility in different areas of life.
So the road to becoming a mujtahid is not an easy one, but what are the levels an Islamic scholar must pass to get to a point where he is considered worthy of the title of marja and trusted enough to pass laws by which his followers will abide? One difference between studying in a conventional education system and a hawze or seminary, a university for Islamic scholars, is in how a pupil ascends to higher levels. Ascent is solely knowledge-based. Until a pupil acquires the necessary understanding, he cannot enter the next level.
At the first level, students usually study Arabic literature because the main source for Islamic studies is Quran and Hadith, and since the Islamic language for Islamic sources is Arabic, so Islamic scholar must be familiar deeply with Arabic literature. They study different branches of Arabic literature like Sarf, Nahf, Arabic grammar, and other related disciplines. Besides Arabic, they study traditional logic, because in the process of ijtihad, argumentation and reasoning, rational thinking is one of the requirements of ijtihad. And for argumentation and rational thinking and reasoning, we need logic and laws of logic. Therefore, all students study logic.
After that, he begins to study fiqh, which is the Islamic law. And besides fiqh, he will study usul al-fiqh, which is the jurisprudence in some sense, or in some other sense, it is the methodology of fiqh. In this science, he will learn how to reach to a conclusion in a fiqh procedure research. When he is doing a research, how he will be able to reach to the conclusion. In different levels, he will study fiqh and usul in upper levels.
At the end, there is a practice of learning practically besides a mujtahid himself, who shows the students how to perform ijtihad and how to come up with answers, and they go to details of the discussions and investigations.
From the very first year of study, Islamic scholars learn the skill of debate and spend a portion of their time debating among themselves and analyzing various Islamic issues.
When somebody comes to Hawza, even in the first level, they will teach him that there are different ideas, even about simple issues such as Arabic. And therefore he learns that there are different ideas, and you should choose one of them, and therefore you should be able to judge about them. How you reach to this ability to judge about different opinions? First of all, you should try to study well. Second, you should think about the issue. Third, you should discuss it with the others. And therefore someone who is studying in Hawza, besides participating in classes, he refers to different books and he tries to think about the issue, and he do some special discussions with his colleagues that they are also participating in the same classes.
To find out more about the definition of the word mujtahid, we spoke to Islamic scholar Saqab Biryar.
Mujtahid means a person who has done his best, who has studied hard and actually struggled, because jahada means to struggle, to work hard. Mujtahid means a hard-working person, and this is a terminology referring to the difficult phases of reaching to that level. It means you need to work years and years to reach to that level. The expression of mujtahid means a person who is able to investigate and to study as an expert the religious documents and come to the answer to questions.
But mujtahids themselves are of different levels of qualification. Not all mujtahids can pass laws on every issue.
Of course, mujtahid has different levels. Someone is able to answer just simple questions, and someone is able to answer to sophisticated questions. He is in higher level. Someone is able to answer questions in some special areas, for example, about the salah, prayer, or about fasting, or about economical issues. And someone else is able to answer to all the questions in different areas.
When reaching this stage, the mujtahid is qualified to become a religious authority emulated by thousands of people.
to become a mujtahid, it took a long time. It needs a long time. He will study different lessons, different courses, he should pass, and then he will be able to reach to this point. During this procedure, after a long while he's studying, and meanwhile he's teaching, and meanwhile he is writing papers, books, and so on, he's delivering lectures, the people around him, his students, his colleagues, the ordinary people, they will know him. They will understand and recognize his level of knowledge. And therefore he will be known after a while in Jose, and after a while in his city, and after a while in his province, and so on. Maybe after a while he will be a global and international feature.
So on what basis do people choose their marja? Islamic teachings tell us to go in search of the best of the best when choosing a marja to emulate. The best is defined as a religious authority who has the ability to lead and pass Islamic decrees. But the norm is that candidates are nominated and do not recommend themselves. The nomination can come from two Islamic experts or a group of Islamic scholars who are familiar with the person in question.
First reference is the university, and the main university here is Hawza, and among Hawzat, the best one is the Qom in Iran and Najaf in Iraq. And also, inside these universities, if we can find particular association that would be helpful, and we have it here. There is an association which is called Jamae Mudarrisin, that is an association of Islamic scholars, and they have been questioned always and always for marja, so they try to find out the best way to choose one marja. So they have sessions, and they study about these scholars, the present one. They study their books, for example, their teachings, and by comparison between them, they introduce among them according to their, actually they vote, and after voting, the number of marja that they have more votes among those specialists, they are introduced to people.
And there is a concept in Islamic literature that we say that we should refer to one who is in the highest level, the idea of following a'lam, the one who is in the highest level.
Every Shia Muslim chooses his or her marja so they can direct their religious questions to a person they trust.
When the person who is mujtahid becomes the point of reference by people, and so-called people follow him, following a marja is called, quote-unquote, taqlid, means to follow the expertise of a marja.
The people refer to him for answering their questions, and he is able to answer these questions based on Islamic values and concepts. He is able to refer to Islamic sources, Quran and Sunnah, and to find the appropriate answer for every question that the people have. To refer to a marja, or in some other sense to an Islamic scholar, Islamic specialist, is just like referring to someone who is a specialist in medicine. The word imitation, that sometimes it is used by the Farsi-speaking people, it is not a correct word for this, because imitation is to follow someone and to do what he does without any reason. While when you follow a marja, when you follow a mujtahid, when you refer to him, there is an important rationality behind this procedure, because when you are not a specialist, you should refer to a specialist. And this is the most rational activity that you can do. Following a marja is totally a logical, rational issue, and it is based on a powerful rationality.
In Shia Islam, there are five primary principles: the belief in the oneness of God, justice, prophethood, imamat, or the leadership of the appointees after the prophet, and finally the day of resurrection. To be a Shia Muslim, one must be familiar with the evidence and arguments that support these five principles and come to a true understanding and bond with them. But when it comes to the practices of Islam that are based on those principles, a complete investigation into the roots and philosophy of each one is not necessary. Of course, certain questions come to mind that must be answered, and it is here that the role of the marja comes into play. There are two kinds of questions: those that have always been, and the contemporary issues related to the times.
Are the traditional questions that have been existing throughout the centuries, and they are still existing, because when you want to pray, you should know how to pray, and it does not depend on the time that you're living now, or 100 years ago, or 1,000 years ago. You needed this issue. But there are, the second category are the questions that they are contemporary issues, new issues. And the mujtahid should be able to answer to traditional issues, and he should be able to answer to contemporary issues. There are some mujtahids that they are able to answer these new issues because they have enough knowledge, or they are able to refer to some experts in these issues and to gain enough knowledge about these issues and to answer these issues. And therefore now, if we refer to new books, we will find that besides traditional questions, there are some contemporary issues that have been answered by recent mujtahids.
One of the rules of choosing a marja is for him to be alive at the time. Because the study of Islam is a continual process and new issues of contention related to changes in society and science pop up all the time, the marja must be available to address them. Each marja has a resale, or book of reference, that answers most of the basic questions. And for more in-depth issues, people can ask their marja directly and get answers. The Islamic decree a marja passes on a particular issue is called a fatwa. But what is this fatwa based on?
They find out when they collectively, they put together all the documents that we have, including the Quran, the wordings of the Imams and the Prophet, and also the logic and how they relate to each other. And there are sometimes, there are possibilities. One hadith, one piece of words of the Prophet may reflect different meanings, possible meanings. In this is the difficult part. Sometimes there are more possibilities than two. So a mujtahid should come up with the right answer. It means they need to reach to the truth which is there, and that is what God wants.
But what makes it possible for two marjas to pass two different fatwas on a given subject? Where does this flexibility in Islam come from?
One important point in ijtihad and marja'iyya is that when we say opinions or fatwa, verdict, or idea of a marja, it is not a personal decision making. It is not a taste or some personal reasoning. There is a reasoning to reach something.
Now Another question that might come to mind is whether Islam has encouraged both men and women to aspire to the highest levels of spiritual and mental development and education. In Iran, there are special universities for women as well as men to study Islamic teachings. The professors are women and qualified at the same level as men, but is there a limit on these women becoming marjaz, writing risales, or being emulated to?
In traditional system of thought, it was supposed that a woman cannot become a marja because the idea of marjaiya was a mixture of two issues. One, the issue of answering the questions based on the Islamic values and concepts. The second is to moderate and to manage based on the Islamic concepts. The idea of management, which is in some sense the idea of Islamic state or velayat faqih, and velayat was supposed that it is especially for men, and therefore it was supposed that marjaiya is only for men. But if we separate these two issues from each other, the issue of velaya we are not discussing about now, but the issue of ifta, it means answering the questions. Of course, women and men, they are able to answer the questions if they reach to this level of knowledge. Because of some historical issues, now we do not have so much prominent features among women. If we compare women to men in Qom, they are not, of course, in the highest level of ijtihad, but they are in some middle or some first and second level of ijtihad. Maybe in future we will find some prominent features among women.
Respect for marjaz in Iran society has always been great, and their influence on the direction the society takes has also been considerable throughout history. Grand Ayatollah Mirza Shirazi issued a fatwa against the usage of tobacco in the Qajar era. The 1890 fatwa was in reaction to the Shah's tobacco concession to the imperial power Great Britain. Another example is Iran's Islamic Revolution led by Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini in 1979, a revolution that overthrew a monarchy supported by Western powers under his leadership. The Islamic Republic of Iran was born, and Imam Khomeini became the leader of the republic, but not just any leader.
What Imam Khomeini did, he removed Shah with the help of people. And when he removed Shah, he established Islamic system, a pure Islamic system, and it is the wording of him, Imam, peace be upon him, and may his soul rest in peace. He said that he brought, he referred to Islam as the pure Muhammadan Islam. It means the pure Islam that Prophet Muhammad practiced. So we want to practice it in our society. That is the goal for which the system is established. So velayat-e-faqih is the idea of imamat for the society that Imam Khomeini coined the term. But the content existed before, and the idea existed before.
The Islamic Republic manifests in its Islamic system that begins with the leader being a vali-e-faqih, or the guardianship of jurists at the top, and then branches out. These branches are the judiciary system based on Islamic Sharia and the Guardian Council that checks that laws passed do not conflict with Islam. What goes on at the top of the pyramid in the Islamic Republic of Iran does not conflict with the work marjaz do among the people.
When a person takes the responsibility of vali-e-faqih, all other jurists should follow him in those vital verdicts that he gives. Of course, there are different practices
as different titles that a person may have. A person may be wali faqih as well as marja. So as a marja, that same person issues fatwa like other marjas and has a book of verdicts and jurisprudence. But as wali faqih, that is another area of practice. The same person may be a judge, and that is another area of practice. So these practices do not interfere to each other. Each one has a certain area of action.
So the question is, what guarantees unity in this system?
The logic and the philosophy of Waliye Faqih is to make the society one, collectively bring them together and have them go in the same way. And this is the verdict and the fatwa that all agree with, all the mujtahids agree. That if the leader, if the Waliye Faqih issues, not fatwa, something that we call it hukm, which is the social ruling about a certain incident. When he says we should do this or we should not do this, all the jurists should follow. Even though they have their own fatwas, they have their own ideas in other areas. Even in this area they may have other opinions. But when he issues a verdict and says an order, a command, they all should follow.
31 years on since the Islamic Revolution, marjas still play a colorful role in Iranian society, despite attempts at home and abroad to discourage this.